From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama heads to Iowa City today to tout the new health care overhaul law.
The president believes it is important to continue to talk about the many aspects of the law.
That's White House spokesman Robert Gibbs. A package of fixes to the law heads back to the House for modifications and a new vote after Senate Republicans found a couple of rules violations in its language. Some of the Democrats who cast key votes making sweeping changes to the nation's health care system are receiving violent threats, and there's been vandalism at homes and offices. The FBI is investigating. At least 10 members say they've received threatening emails, phone calls, and faxes. Some of the worst threats target Michigan Congressman Bart Stupak. He's an anti-abortion Democrat who cast a key vote in exchange for President Obama's executive order that reiterates federal funds may not be used for abortion. NPR's David Shaper reports from Stupak's hometown in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
One caller to Stupak's office calls him a baby-killing mother blank. Another says millions of people wish you ill and threatens those thoughts will materialize into something that's not very good for you. Stupak's spokeswoman says 95% of all of the calls on health care are coming from outside of the congressman's district. And many here in his hometown of Menominee, Michigan, including Jim Skoritsky, say the threats are out of line.
I think it's a shame what's happened for a very good politician, one that means well for the country and for his state, that he should be subject to this, no matter what he votes on.
Even many of those who say they're disappointed in Stupak's compromise on abortion language say they don't consider him a sellout, but say he probably did what he thought was right. David Shaper, NPR News in Menominee, Michigan.
House lawmakers have approved a bill with tax breaks for small businesses and money to help states with construction. It's part of an effort to support job growth, as NPR's Audie Cornish reports from Capitol Hill, but Republicans say the approach is wrong.
House Democrats say the bill would help job growth by expanding tax deductions for startups, and it would temporarily lift the capital gains tax on small business stock. It would also give states subsidies for their construction efforts and for welfare and job placement programs. Michigan Republican Dave Camp says that's the wrong way to go.
Roughly 80% of the so-called tax relief in the bill is dedicated to state and local governments. Small governments are not small business, and they do not create the kind of private sector jobs that we need.
Democrats say it's just a small part of a greater jobs agenda. The measure would cost $19 billion, but the bill would close some tax loopholes to help pay for it. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
New worries about European countries with debt problems have been pushing some stock prices down overseas today. From Washington, this is NPR News. Lawyers suing carmaker Toyota are gathering in federal court in San Diego, California today. As NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, a judicial panel is deciding whether to consolidate many of the cases involving alleged safety-related defects and other issues and determine where the cases will be tried.
A lot is riding on whether the cases are combined, what lawyers are chosen to be lead attorneys, and what judges are assigned to hear the cases. So far, lawsuits have been filed in about 20 jurisdictions, and different states have vastly different statutes of limitations, different interpretations of warranties, and different limits on damage awards. Yesterday, about 150 lawyers gathered in an all-day meeting in San Diego to discuss litigation strategies against the automaker. Toyota faces lawsuits for deaths and injuries due to allegedly defective cars, suits claiming the resale value of their cars declined, and suits by shareholders alleging the company withheld relevant information. Toyota is not commenting on pending litigation. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
It will soon be tougher to kick gay or lesbian members of the military out under the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Officials say Defense Secretary Robert Gates will announce new rules to take effect immediately. One change, investigations will be handled by more senior officers to ensure that they are handled more consistently, and what are called third-party outings won't be allowed. Instead, the threshold for starting an investigation will be higher, such as a sworn statement, and patient information in the hands of doctors could not be used to start investigations. Congress is considering doing away with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.